you learn to adjust to the game real quick. You know, the tempo, speed, the strength, it changes week to week. But the biggest thing is the playbook, you know, because that game plan is, it can get complicated at times, but the coaches do a good job of making it simple for us. And so we can go out there and play fast and not have to worry so much.
Did you ever doubt yourself at all through the first, 10 games without a sack?
No, not at all. I was very confident in myself, like I said, and learned to understand my role in the defense. And then from there, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, I had to make the most of it.
You hadn't been rushing a lot in the role you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get more chances Sunday, or were you in the role you've always been in?
Just in the role I've always been in, like I said, the opportunity presented itself, and I made the most of it. You know, my coach Fleur always said to me, you know, don't get down on myself. It's a long season. It's gonna come, and that's what I did. I kept my head up high, and just kept working.
Did you ever feel any pressure as you
know, in your
game?
No. No game. I mean, I'm no pressure at all. I'm a rookie. You know, it's my first year. I'm gonna get plenty of sacks in my career. I'm not worried about that. What I can do now is just help the team in my position, and whatever the coaches need me to do, I'll do that.
Do you still, I assume you do, but still feel like you can be a guy that gets the double-digit sacks and what they brought you in here to do?
Most definitely. It's what I'm here to do. It's what I'm going to work towards. My work ethic, and I just want to be the best, you know. And I got great teammates around me. Paul Kruger, Mingo, those guys, Scott Solomon, everyone. We help each other. We encourage one another. You know, we're working every day on our pass rush game and to be the best.
When you go up against those tackles, do you think, I can beat these guys?
Most definitely. I mean, we got the best offensive tackle in the league, Joe Thomas, you know, and I get to go up against him every day. And we got a great scout team. We got guys who do an awesome job of helping us up front and to prepare us for the week.
Did you get a lot of reaction from family, friends? Was your phone blowing up?
Yeah. Family was excited. Like I said, it's been such a long time. And, of course, my wife, she was my number one fan, and so she was proud of me.
What about Russell Wilson? I mean, the guy's on a crazy streak right now. What have you noticed when you watch the film?
Very mobile. I mean, I've gone against a lot of good quarterbacks. You know, for one, Marcus Mariota, played with him a lot, and Russell's in a whole other league. He can get out that pocket real quick. He makes crazy passes. So we just need to do a good job up front, just collapsing the pocket and making him uncomfortable.
When a guy can run like he can, how does it change either your job individually or the entire defense kind of having to be aware of him getting outside?
It makes it a little more difficult, but at the same time, we know that if we stay in our pass rush lanes, like I said, and collapse that pocket and make it hard for him to see his receivers, get to him.